Can you tell me how these things happen?
That voice.
Have I trusted in love too much?
That unmistakable voice.
When did the magic vanish? Have I somehow lost my touch? How gave
It's a voice famously described as one octave below laryngitis.
Could I love you? Could he love me?
It's a long, long while.
The voice belongs to Lotta Lynn. She married Kurt Weill, first in 1926, then again in the 30s, and sang his songs throughout her career. And as time passes, one still cannot forget that voice.
Und das Schiff mit acht Segeln.
Lotta Lenya was the embodiment of the Weill sound. And the Weill-Lenya partnership was one of those rare cases in which a composer really did have an embodiment such as that, which makes taking on the Weill repertoire a bit daunting, even for the likes of Teresa Stratus.
In 1979, the first day of rehearsals of the Metropolitan Opera of Mahagoni, John Dexter, the director, said to me, "Teresa, if you look out into the dark audience, and look right down the center, you'll see a shock of red hair, and that's Kurt Weill's widow, Lotta Lenya." And I thought I'd go through the stage of the opera house. After I was introduced to her, I'd run out there and I'd say, "Oh, Madam Lenya, could you please tell me, is there anything I can do that you would prefer? Please tell me." And she'd sort of pat my hand and she said, "No, nothing, dear. Just do what you're doing." But all the way through the rehearsals, I thought, "Oh my goodness, I'm so hopeless. She won't tell me a thing. She's not wasting her time." And then after that, she gave me all the music that was unpublished, and that became the recording of the unknown Kurt Weill. So I guess she liked me.
Stratus's enormously successful unknown Kurt Weill recording was released in the early 80s. And the performances are, of course, very much in her own style.
There's no way to imitate Lenya. To be a copy of anything never has interested me. I believe that's outside of whatever admiration she might have had for my way of singing her husband's music. She didn't have the fear that I was going to try to imitate anyone else.
So strong and indelible as the Lenya Weill recordings are, there have been strong artists like Stratus. There have been the famous recordings of Mack the Knife by Louis Armstrong and Bobby Darin. And there's been a steady stream of others searching for new ways to bring Weill's songs up to date.
I'm not a purist. I happen to love all interpretations of Kurt Weill's music. For instance, I really love the Doors version of Alabama Song.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
The Doors recording of Weill and Brecht's famous song from Mahagoni appeared in the late 60s,
we must find the
opening the way for recordings by Marianne Faithfull.
We don't find the next whiskey bar. I tell you we must die.
I tell you we must die.
David Johansen.
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
Dave Van Ronk.
We now must say goodbye.
We
Ralph Chouquette and Richard Butler.
Must have whiskey, oh, you know why.
Wonderful, just wonderful.
Yeah.
They're all great interpretations. So, you know, and then there's, of course, always coming back home to Lenya. So.
Lotta Lenya died in 1981 at age 83. Teresa Stratus spent many days with her just at the end of her life.
She was very generous. Whatever she said about me, that I'm the only one, and that she passes the crown to me and carry on the torch and all those things. But the fact of the matter is that there's only one Lenya, and that's the royalty is Lenya, as Callas was, as Piaf was. It's absolutely direct. They don't try to endear themselves in any way. I think that directness and that honesty is a very important lesson for all young singers.
Recordings of Vile songs by Teresa Stratus, The Doors, Louis Armstrong, Bobby Darin, Elvis Costello, Lou Reed, and others are still available.
These precious days.
When listening to Vile, rejoice in the variations. And, by all means, go back to the original. For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Fishko.